Okay. Jeszcze raz chciałam.
Once again, I would like to welcome everybody at today's presentation of financial performance of Bank Zachodni WBK for quarter three, 2013. Today with us, we must have President Mateusz Morawiecki, who is in Madrid via video link, but it is as if we were in the same room. We have Eamonn Crowley, the CFO of our organization. Also, Wojciech Skalski, the head of financial accounting area, and Mr. Artur Sikora, the head of public relations area. Mr. President, over to you. Good afternoon, everybody. Warm welcome to you. I don't know what's the temperature in Warsaw, but here in Madrid, it's over zero. If it's cold in Warsaw, then you can only be envious. Our performance is also above the water, as we promised, in the positive territory. We have a strong growth in profit, excluding all different one-off transactions, special purpose, specific provisions, and you know how to peel it off and to get to the underlying performance. So you can see what was the actual performance for 2013, starting with the course of the merger between the two institutions, because this undoubtedly was the main element of our operations. We should emphasize that we are now, it's actually a year after the merger. A year ago, we only had the legal merger behind. Now we can say that we are on the same platform, applied for products, services. We have the same brand. We have people trained in the very same way, and we are just awaiting, not of course sitting idly, but we are just now taking all the efforts to increase the effectiveness of our joint network, SME centers, CBC centers, so that everything is the same as in XBZ dla BBK. In the context of the whole year, to stick to this, the first cultural factor, we managed to amalgamate two organizations which were a bit different into one very consistent, coherent organization without any problems on the HR side, which translates into this care for the customer, so that over the last 12 months, we haven't had any major breakdowns or any major reservations voiced by our customers as to the process of the merger. On the cost side, the merger was conducted, actually went through in a more positive manner than we envisaged. We envisaged, and it's shown on one of the slides, probably slide number 12. Agnieszka can show it. We envisaged the synergies of 175 million zloty. We actually achieved 221 million, and if we take into account the average figures year-on-year, this is as much as 208 million. So we are carrying forward to 2014 the value of 280 million in savings on the cost side. 280 million, this is something taken for granted, and everything that will work out above that will be an additional contributor to our net profit this year. And this will also impact our promise that we made, that over 3 years of from the merger, we want to have the synergies worth on the cost side, 340 million. Today, I can see that this 340 million will be a higher figure. Maybe it, I wouldn't like to preempt the details, but I believe that the synergies for XKB and XBZ WBK pro forma will not be 20% or 13%, but at least 15% or maybe even a bit higher. And the third element on the third thing related to the merger was the improvement of the efficiency and effectiveness. Half a year ago, we showed you some slides which indicated that the effectiveness in collecting fees and charges in the network of the former credit bank was one-fourth of what we had in BZWBK. And we keep improving this ratio. But it doesn't happen that quickly as the cost savings. We have to train staff here, 3,000 staff. We have to give them additional credit discretions. But this is a huge chance for us for the future, and today I can tell you that the sales volumes and the majority of non-interest income in the case of most products that trigger non-interest income is above 50%. It's at the rate of 50% of what we had in the former BZWBK. So it increased from 25-30% up to 50%. But there is still a way to go. Quarter on quarter, we keep improving this effectiveness. The effectiveness of this part of the network. And this is our huge chance to uplift our profits for the whole organization this year, and we directly follow that route. We keep repricing the inherited. We keep repricing the inherited deposits. The deposits that we inherited from the XKB network. As you might remember, we had roughly 70% of deposits inherited from Credit Bank, which were giving the negative margins, while our losses on that were over 20 million monthly. Now it's only 4 to 5 million monthly. And we want these margins with deposits with negative margins to eliminate them fully in the upcoming months. That's about the merger. And now let me go to discussing our regular performance. Starting with the liability side, we had a huge task ahead of us to maintain it with simultaneous repricing of that deposit base. And I have to tell you that this is one of the tasks which, with the delivery of which I am particularly happy, because we managed to keep not only our market share, because it increased from 8.1 to 8.4%, but at the same time we managed to bring back the cost-income ratio to the level below 90%. Now it's in the region 86-87%. I'm talking about the loans to deposit ratios. And last year we had the loans to deposit ratios around 95%. So having trained the people, having introduced the uniform systems for the former credit bank network, we regained our liquidity buffer. It's so strong that I believe that we have enough fuel to grow our loan book in 2014. We didn't have any problems on the customer side at the same time either. Along with the falling interest rates environment, we could reduce the rates on our term deposits, and we did it. And with every month, it contributed positively to our bottom line. On the credit side, this year was a really good one. First of all, because we actually delivered all our strategic assumptions. First of all, we kept growing very strongly in cash loans, which are characterized by higher default rates, but at the same time we maintained very high margin, which was only capped by the actions of regulators. We had to just reduce it because it couldn't be higher than the 4 times Lombard rate up, so it could be 16% maximum at the moment. But as you can see, we outpace the market in winning the customers for cash loans. And what helped us was the marketing campaign with Kevin Spacey. And we are definitely one of the strongest players on this market, definitely one of the strongest ones, given the most profitable part of that market. If you compare it to the whole consumer finance, we have 6%. But if you compare it to just to the cash loans market for personal customers, our market share oscillates around 9%. And we are very happy with this because this is a very profitable product.
Also, other credit lines, personal credit lines, consumer loans were growing. I'm talking about overdrafts, installment loans, overdrafts, credit card limits, and the ratio loans. They witnessed very strong growth dynamics that were reflected in higher interest income despite the very tough, very low interest rate environment. In the case of the micro and small companies loans, we recorded a two-digit growth, a very strong growth. We do not hold specific statistical data from the NBP in that regard, but based on our information, we think that our market share is growing. That is also confirmed by signals sent by the market in 2012 when the GDP growth was of 1.9%. In 2013, it was envisaged that it would be at 1.6%. It was not a conducive environment for small and micro loans. Yet we continued to offer such loans with a positive margin for the bank and to the very satisfaction of our customers. Our customer base increased by 20,000 plus of new SME accounts on the net basis. That is a very positive growth. Talking about the higher loan segments. Well, we have to split it somehow because our corporate banking is divided into commercial property and residential property lines and other corporate loans. And the property business side, I've been telling you this for 4 years' time. This is based on our strategic assumptions that we are not growing that part of our business. Yes, this is what we can confirm now. It remains stable. Those loans fluctuate around 10 billion Polish zloty, and 70 billion of our loan book represents roughly 14% of the total book. So that share of 14% is not growing, is decreasing slightly, and therefore it is later reflected in the lower growth in the total loan book. The remaining corporate loan lines were growing by 1 digit figures. We are very satisfied with that growth, which was based on very positive margin. At the beginning of the last year, we managed to offset the stagnant tendencies with a higher margin and income from transactional banking. Amongst other, we implemented iBusiness 24 system for our corporate customers that is characterized by one of the most modern platforms for e-trade finance and a very modern solutions for trade finance. In the case of the trade finance, I must admit that 3-4 year ago we generated only 2-4 million. Right now our income from that business is much, much higher because we service higher volumes. And it is also related to our corporate banking sales. Talking about the very last segment of our corporate structure, the GBM, that segment also witnessed a very strong growth. However, given a very small number of investment projects and the continued restructuring of the construction sector in Poland, that growth was not as strong as we expected. And I must admit, honestly, that this is one of the reasons for which we ended this year with such a strong loan-to-deposit ratio. We were gathering loans with hope that at the very end of this year it would be possible to launch a few big projects. However, they were deferred until the first quarter of this year. This will be a very positive contribution to this very year. and also our assumptions around GBM loans are very, very high, two-digit figures indeed. We hope that we will participate in most of the infrastructural projects, and at the same time, we want our GBM to be very active in the area of guarantees and other non-interest income. However, from the profitability perspective, the GBM met our expectations. This is another huge engine working for the benefit of our entire organization that we did not have 2-3 years ago. Right now, that engine is working at a very high speed. As you know, we also carried out two transactions that we should mention. The first being the sale of our 50% stake in the TFI Asset Management to the Pittsburgh Atlantic in the USA. Together with Santander Asset Management, they hold full ownership of the asset management company, TFI Asset Management Company, right now. Therefore, we focus on the distribution only. There were different opinions presented by the market. Nevertheless, I believe that it was a very good step, a very good decision, given the fact that in this very global world of demanding customers, requiring new products, our ARCA, our TFI were not sufficient, to our customers. Right now, we will have a more comprehensive range of products that could be offered to our more and more demanding customers. We are waiting for the end of the regulatory process, and there is nothing more I can tell you about this. The second transaction I would like to mention is the extension of the distribution agreement. First, the purchase and later the sale of shares, and an increase for Aviva, an increase in value for Aviva. The net profit that can be attributed to 2013 profit increased as a result. I would like to tell you something that resounds very strongly across our organization. It is often said that it is a one-off profit. Well, you know, we generate those one-off profits every year. Many nice surprises, as you are aware of. But it should be said that this is also the result of decisions taken 5, 6, 7 years ago when we created joint ventures with Aviva. We focused as the sole player on the market on such relationships. We decided to capitalize that business. That business indeed grew very nicely, very strongly. They sell life insurance and general insurance, just to remind you. By expanding our network with KB outlets, it was possible to offer a lot of value added to our insurance partner. The entire amount of the profit of 300 million in net terms, in gross terms, you would have to add the tax amount. This is the generated result. This is not something that just came on us from heaven. This is the value that we generated, capitalized, and we will carry it forward based on the stronger and bigger distribution network of our bank. Now I would like to discuss costs very briefly, the cost of our organization, not only owing to the merger process, but also as a result of a very tough review of all our contracts and renegotiation of all agreements. Both the fixed cost and variable costs decreased very strongly, and this is one of the reasons for which the cost income ratio is already at the level of 42.7%. As you might remember, 1 year and a half ago, I was telling you that we were focusing on the ratio of 47%. Later, as BZWBK, we had 42%. KB had this ratio at 60%. After the merger, the ratio stood at at 49-50%. Quarter on quarter, we were improving that cost-income ratio. Right now, we ended at the level of 42.7%, excluding the integration cost. I can declare to you, I can confirm to you that our ambition is to reduce that ratio even further. In 2014, we want that ratio to be below the 2013 figure, and in 2015, we would like to go below 40%. This is our plan. Talking about our HR costs that we managed to restructure are also a permanent value generated for shareholders. We are not employing new staff. Indeed, we have some redundancies. Also, this year we lost a few hundred staff by way of natural redundancies. But at the same time, the market is reviving, and that is why we see that natural attrition phenomenon as a result, based on very low severance pays. It is possible for us to reduce our HR cost base in a permanent way. Since the pro forma statement on staff, we had 14,000 staff, now we have 12,300, so we made redundant above 2,000 of the employees. Some of them were outsourced, but the overall reduction, excluding outsourcing, amounts to about 2,000 employees. This year, we will also review our branch network. This is the first time I'm telling you this, but given this world we live in, very demanding and requiring, we have to review the profitabilities of various regions, locations. Anytime we spot any weaker locations where remedial actions prove ineffective, we will close our branches. We will not close 65 branches as we did in 2013, but we are going to close this year with a smaller number of branches in our network. But this is going to be spread over time, so this is going to be, I assume that we will close a dozen or so branches. Nevertheless, we will see a downward trend in that regard too. Talking about operational costs, we will see a further decrease of that line. At the end of this year, we will merge our systems. We are telling to the market that the merger process has already been completed. That is true because we have the same products, the same proposition, the same brand, staff equally trained, and all customers are being serviced through the same platform. Yet, we have a group of KB customers who are being serviced with the use of the old platforms. Over the period of the next 7-8 months, we will focus on the migration and conversion of our customers and their products from XKB to XVZWBK systems. In November this year, it will be possible for us to depreciate those parts of our IT architecture that will not be of use to us anymore. All that will be reflected in the integration costs, but as you know, these are one-off costs. Yet the benefits are really permanent in nature, and the cost synergies will go above 280 million, closer to 300 million as we promised. And I can confirm to you now that it will be above the level of 340 million. Well, we are not presenting any official forecast, but we want to go above that level of 340 million worth of cost synergies, and we'll do it based on the amalgamation of the bank's purchasing power and the review of the existing agreements in both institutions to ensure that each and every zloty is viewed very, very closely.
And the last important component of our profit and loss account, that is provisions. Practically, I can tell you that 2 years ago, we were a bit concerned with entering the slowdown in the economy in 2012-13. We were not taking any nervous actions. We did not withdraw from lending to SMEs. You know very well what happened with cash loans. They are the cash cow for the market, but nonetheless, many of our competitors saw flat performance or saw decrease in their cash loans balances. We saw the growth here from 20% to 5% share in the market for BZ WBK on a standalone basis. And even more if we just measure it for the cash loans and not consumer loans. So, against what people usually say that the banks withdraw when the times are bad, we did not do it because we have very happy customers, very loyal customers, much happier than the average customer on the market. And at the same time, we increased our market share and kept our profitability, which is best reflected in the growth of our profits year on year. And if we take into account Viva, this is really high growth in the net profit. But in the case of our key main competitors, the three main ones, the pace might be totally different. We'll see. But after third quarters, there were many indications of that. So therefore, we benefited from the merger. It was worthwhile to pursue our credit strategy that we announced to the market, and we consistently stick to that despite the slower economy. And that's why we are brave in planning the credit growth in 2014, knowing that we might keep quite decent margins. But I have to tell you, because this is very interesting for you, analysts, it was difficult to work out the growth in the margins on corporate loans or some other loans like GBM loans, because despite the fact that the market was quite in stagnation, there was a lot of liquidity on the market, and there is still the liquidity on the market, so the margins were relatively stable. Even though we managed to compensate that in some segments by what we lost in on volume side. And credit provisions, because that's what I started to tell you about. Well, they surprised us positively. The charge was lower than we built into the budget. They're exactly at 101 basis points. And 4 months ago, we thought that this will be in the order of 110 basis points. But the end of the year was good. We can see actually the better outlook for the economy. That translates into our advanced risk models. And thanks to this, we have lower provisions. And we are going to carry it forward to 2014 as well. So summarizing, I'd like to tell you that we have not neglected our organic growth. The growth in the number of personal accounts was at 460,000. This year we plan 500,000 growth in new accounts. As regards the growth in the accounts for SME accounts, more than 20,000 a month, and that's positive vis-a-vis our competition because they have access to, SMEs has good access to lending, and leasing and factoring saw a record high year. So these two subsidiaries of ours actually made a good contribution to our overall results. And the last piece of information, we have not neglected either the technological development. Because we invested into our mobile banking platform a lot, we are one of the leaders on the market, if not the very leader. 10 days ago in Kraków, we actually won all the prizes, both from the judge, jury, and the internet users who actually voted for us, for our applications and other applications, banking applications and others, and we actually took the first place on the podium. This is very important for you because apart from the hardcore figures, it's important for you that you believe that we actually keep track with what's happening in the world as regards our banking strategy. For example, press is undergoing the rapid transformation. Definitely the banking sector is also entering into the accelerated evolution or even a revolution stage as regards the remote access to money. So through our mobile banking platform high-tech one, and thanks to our alliance as regards the Polish payment standards, we would like to be a leader in the market. Now let me hand over to Eamon Crowley, our CFO. We have also Wojciech Skalski and Artur Sikora, and we will continue discussing our performance.
Thank you, Matthias. I'll echo some of the points that the President made already during the presentation to this time. But we'll start with just turning to page slide 18. I just want to mention a few points on our deposit base. So on a like-for-like basis, total deposits increased by 1% year-on-year, but in quarter four increased by 3.1%, which brought our loan-deposit ratio below 87%. The overall book was very stable in quarter four, and we didn't have any churn in the deposit base. We did, however, take the opportunity in the low interest rate environment to collect 1 and 2 year deposits in the market, where we gathered 1.8 billion of new term deposits, which helped us with regard to the duration of our deposit book, and we also collected 10,000 new customers as a result. We also achieved first place in Poland with respect to the sale of structured products in 2013, achieving sales of 1.8 billion, of which 700 million was sold in quarter four. This product adds significantly to the offer we have for our customer base, and given the low interest rate environment, is seen as a positive offer for customers. We also made the strategic move to broaden our funding base in quarter four, and we issued 500 million of 3-year bonds. This issuance was very well supported by the debt investment community and successfully distributed by our global banking and markets division. Over time, we intend to make further bond issuance. However, these issuance will be dependent on market conditions, our funding requirements, and naturally the cost of this funding relative to other sources. It's 1 year since the merger, and one of the key issues, concerns, was this our Swiss franc mortgage book and how we funded it. We're in a very good position with regard to the Swiss franc funding. Our average duration is around 7 years. We successfully repaid the first tranche of the KBC funding line in October. We repaid 500 million Swiss francs. The next material repayment is in January 15, when we repay 350 million Swiss francs. And we will pre-fund this repayment through 2014 at levels that are attractive to us and below the current cost of KBC funding. So we're in a very safe position on currency funding. If I just turn your attention to slide 21, relation to net interest income. Our quarter four net interest income was 862 million, which is 2 million lower than quarter three, but most importantly, 15% higher than quarter one, and 3.5% higher on a like-for-like basis versus 2012. Including other interest-related income, which we generate under FX and basis swap points, which are reported in a gain and loss in financial transactions, the underlying increase in quarter on quarter is actually flat, so we would show no reduction quarter on quarter. The significant net interest income gains made through the first three quarters were retained, and our focus on quarter four, as I've mentioned, was to continue building our deposit book in preparation for forecast credit growth, extending duration of the book by gathering 1 and 2 year term fixed term deposits, and locking in the cost of funding using interest rate swaps. And in the future, the benefit of this funding, longer duration funding, will come back to us as interest rates increase. Our net interest margin, including swap points on our hedge positions, was 3.54%, which is an increase of 28 basis points versus quarter one, an increase of over 40 basis points on a like-for-like basis versus quarter four last year, but it does represent a slight reduction versus quarter three. As mentioned, the reduction is primarily due to the fact that we've extended our funding. So we have, in effect, built our funding position, extended duration, and the shorter-term market rates are below what we're paying for that term funding. But it will benefit us in the future as interest rates increase. We expect our net interest income and NIM to be stable in quarter one, and that these will grow steadily through the remainder of 2014 as the economy moves into its growth phase. If I just turn to slide 22. Net fees and commissions increased by 3% quarter on quarter and 6% versus quarter one. Growth in quarter four was driven by credit fees in connection with large corporate loans, some of which the President mentioned in our GBM division, where we're waiting for the customer to effectively draw down the loan, which has been committed by the bank. Insurance fee income driven mainly by insurance packages for cash loan borrowers and a growth in brokerage fees. Current account and money transfer income reduced quarter on quarter, but that was due to the significant increase in the sale of free of charge, the account worth recommending product. Our strategy with regard to that product is to actually increase transactional volume with our customer on an attractive fee basis. On slide 23, the material item here, as the President has mentioned, is a pre-tax gain of $419 million arising from the revised bank assurance model. The impact of this transaction is outlined in detail in the unaudited financial statements that we released this morning. So key aspects with regard to the transaction will be seen there. The main perspective here is that we acquired, by way of a transfer from Aviva, 16% of both JV companies. And through that transfer on the 20th of December, we've consolidated those companies into our books as at the end of December. The gain and loss on financial transactions and others totaled $60 million in quarter four, which was a significant reduction quarter on quarter due to the lower sale of investment bonds and gains arising in that. Those gains in quarter four were at a level of $9 million. In the previous quarter, we recognised a gain of $107 million, so it represents a $98 million reduction. Quarter four net trading income and valuation amounted to $49 million, slightly lower versus quarter three, and the main elements in this line relate to FX and derivative transactions, the income reflecting the volatile market environment in quarter four. Other operating income was $13 million, and there's nothing to note with regard to that number. On page 24, we turn to costs. Excluding integration costs, underlying costs were 15% higher quarter on quarter. However, nearly 6% lower year on year. And in the earlier slide, we've demonstrated the savings that we are producing as a bank year on year versus the 2011 story for the two banks, which is a fair comparison. Staff costs increased by 3% as a result of holiday accruals at year-end, increased training costs relating to the merger, and some bonus provisions. Under the merger plan, the bank has reduced its headcount by 2,000 FTEs versus December 2011, of which around 1,000 was in 2013. The reduction was offset by some recruitment of new staff in branch banking as part of the development of the retail network, which we deem to be an investment in the business, which will reap rewards on sales activity as the economy recovers. And we also incorporated 62 FTEs as a result of the bank insurance consolidation. Under administrative costs, the increase was due to a number of discretionary non-recurring expenditure which arose in quarter four, relating to marketing, which was over $30 million increase, consulting over $10 million increase, an increase in regulatory costs, some of which is the quarter on quarter movement was influenced by a refund in quarter three, and stationary expense of about $5 million. We expect the underlying costs excluding integration in quarter one of next year to be below the quarter three level of 2013, which highlights the fact that the quarter four was included one-off non-recurring items and should not be viewed as a signal of increased cost. So the trajectory of cost will continue downwards in 2014. To give you some indication of the 2014 cost base, total costs including integration in 2013 was $2.86 billion, and we expect 2014 to be in the region of $2.6 billion, and that includes an estimate of integration costs of $160 million. As indicated by the President, we will continue to focus on the cost base, and indeed we could expect to be lower than those levels as we move through the year. On slide 25, underlying net operating income was lower by 20%, but that was influenced by the lower investment gains and the higher non-recurring costs. However, it was over 6% higher year-on-year on a like-for-like basis. On slide 26, we'll deal with provisioning. The provision charge was £177 million, which made up a total year-to-date provision of £729 million. The provision for identified losses, that's individual and collective, was £220 million, which derived mainly from a mixture of individual cases in SME and corporate, which were spread across a number of cases, so no specific large cases, so it was well spread, and also some provisioning for collective SME and retail cases. Provisioning for unidentified losses, IBNR, reduced by £55 million during quarter four, and that was due to a much lower default rate on our mortgages in 2013. So our expectation on default levels in mortgages were much higher than they actually turned out to be. And the management of the mortgage book post-merger has been one of the many success stories of the bank in 2013, because it is actually assisted by way of our provision management and will continue to through the coming years. The annualised provision charge reduced to just over 100 basis points at 101 basis points, and the coverage ratio was stable at around 53%. The NPL ratio was stable at 7.9%, and we would expect that to reduce over the coming years. On slide 26, we also deal with the sale of NPLs, which totaled £694 million in 2013, of which £263 million was sold in quarter four. Arising from a question at the last results, we've included details of the P&L impact, which was a positive £3.5 million after-tax impact in the 2013 results. As previously stated, we will continue to undertake NPL sales, and together with active management, they should reduce over time. Just a small point related to property. No surprises in quarter four. Again, this is a very stable book. We mention it because it has been a feature of our business in the past. The total performing and non-performing balance is £9.3 billion. The NPL ratio on it is 19.9%, the provision cover is 33%, and the LTV is 60% on that book. By way of land, the land portfolio is £800 million. It's reduced by 21% in the last year. The NPL share is 65%, and the coverage ratio on that is 42%. So no issues with regard to property, and it continues to be managed downwards, as indicated by the President. And specifically, which is very important, the increase of commercial property lending is increasing as a proportion of the book as we go along. The profit before tax, excluding integration costs and the bank assurance transaction, is £1.9 billion, which is 4% higher on a year-on-year basis. The effective tax rate in quarter four was 20.5%, and for the year, 20%. So, again, in line with normalised levels of tax. On slide 28, we look at key indicators. So, excluding integration costs of £264 million in 2013, the cost-income ratio was 42%, 42.7%. If you exclude the impact of the bank assurance transaction, it's 45.8%. So, showing good progress as indicated by the President, and we will continue to make progress on this line as we move through 2014 and 2015. Our total capital ratio for the bank, after providing for a 50% dividend on consolidated profit as per our policy, reflecting the goodwill on Credit Bank of £1.69 billion and reflecting goodwill on the bank assurance transaction of £757 million, is at a strong level of 13.9%. The Tier 1 ratio for the group stands at 11.4%, and we forecast that this will increase through 2014. We managed to achieve a return on equity, excluding integration costs and the bank assurance transaction, of 15.6%. Before I wrap up, I just want to provide some detail with regard to Santander Consumer Bank, some high-level detail. In November, we announced that we'd reached an agreement with Santander to acquire 60% of the bank, and details of this transaction are detailed on our website. The transaction is subject to regulatory approval, and I expect that it would close during quarter two, and therefore form part of the results in the second half of the year. Just some general comments on their business and financial performance. Their strong market share in car finance was maintained. The bank experienced the highest level of consumer product sales over the last 4 years in 2013, and that was as a result of the integration of the Jagiel offer together with regulatory changes. Fees were stable, so the increased fee driven by higher sales was offset by a minor change to the recognition of insurance income, which reduced from a 30% upfront recognition down to 20%. So very, very conservative by way of income recognition on insurance, on the insurance element of their business. And costs are under control and reducing. By way of the financial performance, this is a general view of the position based on unaudited numbers, but profits after tax in excess of 400 million. Total assets have increased, gross loan book is up, the corporate and retail deposit book has increased, and the bank is a very stable funding position. NPL ratio is below 12%, with a coverage ratio close to 100%, ROE close to 20%, and a capital adequacy ratio in excess of 14%. So all these indicators, loan to deposit is about 160. Yeah. Well, I'll come back to loan to deposit in this type of business, given its retail network is given its network, sorry, distribution network is a different thing to measure. And indeed, we as a bank have provided some funding to SCB as well as part of their progression. So overall, this represents a very good performance for Santander Consumer Bank in 2013. And these numbers, from my perspective, underpin the valuation we placed in the bank at the time of agreeing the transaction. So returning to BZWBK and the bank. So in summary, the results that we've presented highlight that after three quarters of significant growth, we have a stable net interest income line, allowing the bank to build funding for future credit growth, while at the same time extending the duration of that funding. We have quarterly growth in our fee and commission line, which will directly benefit from the recovering economy as we move through 2014. Very effective cost management through ongoing efficiency measures and the fast execution of our merger plan. As I mentioned, the increase in costs in quarter four represent what we would describe as an investment cost, marketing, consulting, staff training. However, the ongoing reduction will be evident through future quarters. Very good performance on the provision line, a strong total capital number, which we forecast to grow, and a comfortable funding position with a loan deposit ratio below 87%. And I should mention as well, because to close our presentation, you know, in 2013, we've successfully completed the first year of a three-year programme of integration, where we've more than delivered the plans that we outlined at the time of the merger, completed the merger from a customer's perspective, and launched the merged bank in September. We increased net interest income and net interest margin, while at the same time retaining our funding volumes at a safe level and expanding our funding sources and extending its duration. We've grown our fee income. We've significantly reduced underlying costs through efficiency measures. We've reorganised the branch network, and as outlined by the President, this will continue into 2014. We've reorganised the group by way of the shareholding structure, revised the bank assurance model, revised the asset management model, and we've agreed the terms with regard to the acquisition of Santander Consumer Bank. We've increased our ROA for the combined bank, including a stable capital ratio. So all these actions were completed in a challenging interest rate, economic and business environment, and achieve the numbers that we said we'd achieve. And together these represent a very strong position to move forward for the bank in a time when the economy is growing, and we will obviously benefit directly from that. So thank you very much.
Now I propose we start the questions and answer sessions. First we'll answer the questions from the room here and then the questions asked over the internet. Marcin?
It's probably one of the best performing C3 stocks, so shareholders must be really happy. Two questions. Now, one is on the operating costs. I'm not sure I heard you correctly about your guidance, but I think you said that the first quarter OPEX level would be below third quarter of last year?
Yes.
Okay. And then
I should have put on my microphone. Yeah, the expected level of HR administration and amortization, excluding integration costs, will be lower.
Okay, and just and I think you
the
also gave, you gave the aggregate 2014 figure of 2.6. Was that with or without integration costs?
That's of with.
One
that includes with. So to compare, okay, this year's cost base including integration 2.886 billion. I would expect 2014 to be in the region of 2.6 billion.
And the
including integration.
Yes. Okay. That's clear. And the extra amortization of the IT system of XKB is already included in the remaining 160 million of merger costs that you expect for this year.
Yes.
Okay. And the other question, the last one that I have, is on the IBNR release. You've released quite material part of your IBNR in the fourth quarter, 55 million.
Yes.
What drove that? Were there some migrations from IBNR into specific, or just plain?
The main driver of that was our mortgage book. The level of we have reduced significantly the level of movement of our mortgage book. This is the KB mortgage book. The level of movement into NPL status through the year, and it's material movement downwards, primarily through active management of the portfolio, and that has resulted in a lower loss to given default or PD, probability of default, because we've less mortgages moving into that level. And on that basis, we were able to release IBNR on the mortgage book. So it's the main proportion.
Was part of the active management your proposal, proposal to clients, basically to prepay the loans? Because I think you're offering like spreadless opportunity to prepay the FX loans for XKB customers.
No, that's another benefit to the customer, where we see that presently they're. Some customers may want to move from Swiss franc to zlotys. It's an objective that we would have ourselves to reduce the level of Swiss franc lending, not for any other reason than the main reason, which has always been our position as around why lend Swiss francs. But that has been the position of the bank for the last 10-12 years, and it's more about actively managing the engagement with the customer around the dates of repayment, if the customer is late, to engage with the customer around the reason for that. That's all. Active management.
One is regarding term deposits. You mentioned that you sold 1.8 billion term deposits in Q4. My question is, with long maturities, what part of this percentage was 1 and 2 year deposits of this 1.8 billion, roughly?
It splits about 50-50.
So 50% was 1 and 2 year, and 50% was short.
50%. The total gathering was 1.8 billion, of which half of that was 1 year and half was 2 year deposits.
So this entire 1.8 was long term deposits, yeah?
Longer term deposits, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Second question is regarding FTEs. In Q4, the number of FTEs was increased. You mentioned that it was due to, if I understood correctly, due to employment in network. And my question is, why this relatively growth of employment? Because I understand that, let's say, underlying trend is reduction of FTEs, natural attrition, and it means that in Q4 you make quite significant hirings to increase net figure.
Sure, we need to distinguish between employees taken on by way of bank assurance, which was 62 people.
Okay.
So they have to be stripped out. But by way of, we have recruited some staff in our branch network, primarily with regard to you know, the expectation, as the President mentioned, with regard to growth in the branch network and growth in sales. And naturally, in some areas of the network, we are re-engineering our approach by way of the sales approach. The President mentioned an increase of percentage of sales in the old KB branches from 25% up to 50%. By way of activity and productivity, and in some cases you need a little bit of new blood, but it's not an overarching drive to start increasing our headcount at this stage. It was purely just a quarter four phenomenon.
Okay, so in coming quarters we can expect that number of employees will be declining each and every quarter?
Well, I think we should look on this not on a quarterly basis but on an annual basis. Naturally, we've shown a lot of progress through the quarters, but you know, we have to take into account the stage three of the integration, which is the large IT integration, which will be happening in quarter three, quarter four. So numbers by way of headcount reduction quarter on quarter won't be such an issue. It'll be more about where are we at the end of the year.
Okay. And another question is about sales of cash loans. You don't provide numbers on sales of cash and mortgage loans as one of few banks, so I encourage you to provide these figures. But could you tell us what were dynamics in Q4 versus Q3 in terms of sales? Roughly, and what's the reason that during second half of the year you lost market share in cash loans, despite this increased marketing expenses?
Sure. Well, I suppose to answer your second question first, I indicated Santander Consumer Bank as how they're performing, and naturally, some regulatory changes that have come through for the whole industry are benefiting other consumer lenders, and therefore overall, the consumer pot is increasing. If you look at slide 7, you can see that year on year consumer lending has increased by 5%. So it's more players in that market lending to more customers. So it's not as if we're losing market share. Well, sorry, we are losing market share, okay, but we're not losing market share to the customers that we want to do business with. Let's put it that way. Okay. And the acquisition of Santander Consumer will give us exposure through our financial results to that segment of the market as well.
Okay, and last.
And then by way of your, I don't have the actual numbers for you, but the marketing campaign, as indicated by the President, the launch of the bank, the launch of the merged bank at the end of quarter three, has helped to increase sales in quarter four versus the previous three quarters.
Okay.
So momentum is higher.
Okay, but any chance that you provide these figures in the future, disclose these figures on the sales of cash loans and mortgage loans?
Well, we'll come back to you on that. I'll consider that.
Excuse me, we're just debating. Nope. Is it in the case that this data include a one-off that is actually your one-off from Santander Consumer Bank? The market grew artificially by 2 billion because Santander brought back the loan book to...
No. The increase I mentioned...
No. I mean, the slide you're referring to, slide number 7, the market grew a little bit artificially because of the transfer of loans on balance sheet.
Well, I can't question the MBP numbers, so I can only take the numbers as they are, because many things can happen to influence that. The reality is that saying it's 5% up. When I mentioned that earlier on that Santander Consumer Bank, their loans had grown, it's versus the quarter three numbers that I disclosed at the time of the announcement. So quarter four was quite a beneficial quarter for them.
Okay. And last question about net interest margin. In terms of main drivers for coming quarters, you see the change of the mix, more cash loans, or change in spreads on particular segments of the market, I mean growth of spreads in particular segments. So what would be the main drivers, and what would be net result in terms of net interest margin development in, let's say, Q1, Q2 in the short term?
Well, I indicated that in quarter one it'll be stable. We'd expect some growth after quarter one. Primarily that growth will be driven by credit volume, but it would also be assisted by some further benefits on funding, cost of funding, but not to the same level that we experienced in the first three quarters. Together with some recovery in the bond market, which is more gradual by way of the yields in the bond market, we are now at a stage to reinvest back into the market. There's been some volatility today on yields, but generally the yield profile is upwards. Together with the mix of lending, where we have a stated strategy to manage the mix between cash loan, SME, and larger corporate. So, to answer your question, the main driver will be credit growth, but it will be supplemented by other items, as indicated, and hopefully in the second half of the year, or not hopefully, but supported by interest rate increases in the second half, which we're predicting.
Mam jeszcze jakieś pytania?
Maybe I could ask about the dynamics in your volumes compared to the market, because it seems that the deposit on the market from your presentation increased during the last year by 6%, and deposits at Zachodni increased only by 1%. And similarly was with loans. The number that you have given here is that loans increased last year by 4% on the market, close to 4%, and loans at Bank Zachodni increased by only 1%. So I wonder what are the reasons for this difference, and what should we think about the next year? Is the reason recurrent? Is this because of the merger and clients of Credit Bank leaving, or is this something different?
So on deposits, you know, we have shown quite good growth in our deposit book, particularly since the second quarter. We've shown quite dynamic growth in our deposit book, but we only need as much funding as we need. So you know, we manage this. We manage our funding base on a daily basis by way of where we're progressing, and it's on under any measure it's fair to say that an 87% loan deposit ratio is reasonable, you know. By way of loan growth, we are slightly different to the market in that our book, and this has been over the last couple of years, that the underlying growth in our book is hidden by the fact that we have been reducing our exposure to property. We also have acquired through the merger the close Swiss franc book, which brings some more volatility in by way of exchange rates, and it's a closed book by way of pay down. So, you know, that's they're the two reasons with regard to the loan book. I can't comment on the market until I suppose I see how other competitors are performing, how we performed against them, and where this actual growth is coming from. Because if you look at the growth in corporates, where we have a natural level of exposure, which we derived pre-merger, it's been flat, no growth. And, you know, there has been growth in consumer credit, but in areas that we don't operate in, but our performance has been quite good. And in mortgages, we have had quite good performance on the slotty side of our mortgage book. But that's offset by Swiss franc. So I think it is actually more to do with where the growth is coming in the market, and it's coming more on the retail side at this moment. Under most indicators and most market view, the corporate side of lending will start to increase this year, and we are seeing it in our pipelines, we are seeing it in our committed facilities, which are undrawn, and therefore we will benefit from that in the coming year.
And if I could follow up on the IBNR question, because during the whole year, the total reversal of IBNR was 175 million. And I have to question, do you see a space for further reversals of IBNRs in 2014? And the second question is, if and what portion of the reversal of these IBNRs was related to this additional provisions taking against Credit Bank loan book as a part of the merger accounting?
So, by way of IBNR, your the numbers you quote are correct. The first half of the year was influenced by SME and cash loan collective provisioning. Our expectation was that based on previous slowdowns, that the level of losses in those books will be higher, our level of IBNR was therefore over provided on those books. And indeed, it was a phenomenon of the industry that you saw in quarter one. We typically look at our parameters on a half yearly basis, and when we reviewed it at the end of the first half, it led to that release. The second release in December on quarter four related primarily to our mortgage book, and that was purely with regard to the active management of that mortgage book that we inherited from Credit Bank, and the fact that we reduced the level of flow into NPLs on that book by quite a significant amount to very low levels. By way of this year, 2014, I can't comment. We don't plan for IBNR releases as such. They're part of our parameterisation. But it's fair to say that the continuing increase in the economy will assist by way of the losses that you'd expect in those books. And your last question related to?
If these reversals that took place this year were related to Credit Bank portfolio, and if any of them were related to the additional provisions that you have
taken. Okay. So the provisions we made last year, you know, we made an additional 580 million of provisions at the time of the acquisition of Credit Bank. As disclosed in the accounts, nearly 200 million of that related to four cases. Some of those cases have worked out, some have not, as regards they've been closed, others have not, of the four cases. There's no material positive story at this moment as we work through those, but they're all subject to negotiation and management through a court process. By way of the other provisions that we put forward, they will either... It'll come to pass whether they're over or under, but the reality is they were provided based on a conservative approach, risk approach with regard to those cases at that time. They're not providing any material benefit to us this year, and I don't expect it any in the future either. They are what they are.
Do you have any other questions? If not, then we have three questions from the internet.
Questions from internet. The first question is from Ms. Marta Jerzeska-Wasilewska. Can you indicate a level of Swiss franc denominated mortgage loan portfolio as of the end of 2013?
Okay, the level in Swiss franc or in Polish zloty equivalent is in the region of 10.5 billion.
Okay. The next question is from Mr. Maciej Szczęsny from Merrill Lynch. Could you repeat your total cost guidance for 2014? Could you repeat your comment on net interest margin outlook for 2014? Have you made any statement on cost of credit risk outlook for 2014? You mentioned credit growth pickup. Could you indicate the run rate you see in 2014? And specifically, what recovery consumer loans do you foresee? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Maciej. So with regard to the cost guidance for 2014, I provided a cost guidance of 2.6 billion, including integration costs, which will be, we expect, in the region of about 160 million. With regard to a NIM, comment on NIM, my expectation would be that NIM will remain at a stable level in quarter one, and then based on growth in the credit book, we should see some growth through 2014. And again, we'll provide more guidance on that at quarter one. By way of the statement on the, have we made a statement with regard to the cost of risk in 2014? The answer is no. At the time of the merger, we would have indicated that our ambition was to, or our expectation was that this year would be 110 basis points. Sorry, 2013 would be around 110 basis points. 2014 would be around the same level, if not slightly below, and 2015 would expect, given the economic recovery, to be at 1% or possibly even below that. So I would suggest a reasonable level is between 100 and 110, but the we would expect to achieve better than that, i.e. lower by way of a charge-off. But we have not given specific guidance for that. By way of credit growth pickup, the market, the economic expertise is saying that credit growth will be in the region of 4 to 6%. We would concur with that. And internally, our ambition would be to grow in excess of that rate, specifically with regard to our corporate exposure, where we have a traditional expertise, whether it's SME, mid-corporate, or now with GBM and large corporate. So that's where we would see some positive movement.
Okay, the last question from Mr. Michał Konarski. Is the guidance for operating cost for 2014, 2.6 billion zloty, include integration of Santander Consumer Bank?
The answer is no. The numbers, all the numbers I've mentioned exclude the impact of Santander Consumer Bank. Santander Consumer Bank is not a merger, so we would not deem it to have significant level of integration costs associated with it. Indeed, we've indicated that over time we would expect to get some synergistic benefits from Santander Consumer Bank being part of our group. But to date, everything I've said excludes Santander Consumer Bank, and we'll come back to that either in quarter one or quarter two, depending on the timing of the transaction, which is subject to regulatory approval.
So. To wszystkie pytania, które otrzymaliśmy od Państwa.
Questions. Thank you very much, and please thank you very much for your coming here. Thank you, all the viewers and listeners. Thank you very much. That's all for today. Thank you.